The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I am joined today by Jay Cheatham, the Chief Executive of Pantheon Resources, and Bob Rosenthal, the Technical Director. How are you doing, guys?
We're good, John.
Excellent. So you've had some fantastic news from your Alkaid well in the Alaska North Slope. Perhaps can you talk me through what's actually happened there and the significance to the investment case?
Sure, John. Well, last week we reached total depth on our pilot hole, and the pilot hole is simply a vertical or near vertical hole to look at all the strata up and down where we were drilling. And then we plug that back to the area where we want to drill horizontally. So we announced that we had completed the pilot hole at just short of 8,900 feet measured depth. We got really great data out of that from two standpoints. One, the quality of the data is very high, John, and the data itself is very, very positive, and I'll let Bob talk a little more about that in just a little bit. But a couple of things. One, our geologic model predicted accurately the depths within a few feet. So we are so confident in our geologic modeling, and that, you know, we predicted the depths accurately. We see the oil, we see light oil, so that's all very, very positive for us. And we moved 4 miles away from our previous well in this area called the Alkaid 1, and the Alkaid number 2, the pilot hole, and we're about to, you know, we're embarking now on the horizontal portion of it, had better reservoir qualities from a permeability and a porosity and a thickness standpoint than we saw in Alkaid number 1. So we are just super, super happy. We're really charged up about it, and we can't wait to get to drill our horizontal well and then put it on our long-term production test that'll prove the commerciality. So that's kind of an overview, and Bob can give you the technical details, and I've heard him talk about it, and he's really excited about it as well.
Yeah, so that sounds good. I mean, I'm interested to hear exactly what you found in terms of reservoir quality.
Well, two things. You know, I'll start off in the Alkaid anomaly, and I think at a high level is we, you know, comparing Alkaid 1 to Alkaid 2 in the anomaly where we're going to be drilling the horizontal, we just see, you know, more of the better reservoir, right? So it's better than Alkaid 1. And as Jay was saying, that's, you know, porosity, permeability, and thickness of the individual sand zones in the anomaly. And that's good news because, of course, all we've done in terms of our modeling, in terms of resource and, you know, how the reservoirs will perform is all based on the Alkaid 1 penetration that we have where we did our test. So that's Alkaid. So that's the anomaly. Above it sits the shelf margin deltaic. And as Jay alluded, we've moved 4.5 miles from the Alkaid 1, again, where we've seen hydrocarbons in the shelf margin deltaic. We've moved 4.5 miles to the northeast. It has hydrocarbons in it. It's the reservoir quality looks better than Alkaid 1. And I think we feel really confident that we can move continue to move the anomaly even further to the east under the Hall Road and in across the river. And as we pointed out, we have drilled 300 feet deeper than where we drilled at Alkaid 1, and again found reservoir sands with hydrocarbons in it. So, you know, all across the board, we are very happy.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot to be happy about. And am I right in thinking that you had to stop drilling based on not concerns by the regulator, but due to some of the sort of geological structures there, and there's potentially much more to be found there?
Well, I think what happened was we knew we were going to TD above what's a zone called the HRZ, where we encountered overpressure, further to the west. And the regulator asked us to stop a couple hundred feet above the HRZ. So, we TD'd the well. We were hoping to get, maybe another 100 feet deeper. But we TD'd, 200 feet above where we think the shallowest potential for hitting the HRZ is. There is potential for more oil even below where we're at, because again, we've got oil down to, 300 feet deeper than where the well TD'd at Alkaid 1.
I really like the way that one of the analysts covering you wrote this up. They described, so from a preliminary perspective, Alkaid is going to grow from being, quote, a baby elephant into to a larger scale elephant. What sort of implications is this discovery on the overall resource?
So just internally in the Alkaid anomaly, if we're correct about the reservoir performance or the quality of the reservoir, and that by itself will add to the hydrocarbon pore volume that we have associated with the Alkaid anomaly. And what people tend to forget is that it is only the 200, we penetrated over 400 feet of what we call the Alkaid zone, but the attribution of our resource from Lee Keeling of the 76 million is the top 240 feet associated with what we call the Alkaid anomaly. We have never put a resource of the deeper section. So we now have, more control, and there's a real shot at a resource upgrade associated with the whole Alkaid section we've now penetrated in this well. And secondly, again, so there's a new resource upgrade there, and another one associated with the shelf margin deltaic because of what we've seen in this well. And now we know we can connect it over to other wells that are east of the river. And so very exciting.
Just an addendum to that, you and I were talking about the huge resource numbers that we have. And we have more than 20 billion barrels oil in place. And this is going to add to it. But the real key, of course, for us is drilling the horizontal, putting it on a long-term production test, and proving commerciality. Because we know we have huge amounts of resource there. And, just small percentage additions to that is literally hundreds of millions of barrels. But until we can prove the commerciality, which is our next step, and we're in the process of doing, drilling that horizontal portion of the well now, that's the real key for us.
I think you mentioned in the statement that this marks a transitioning process from explorer to producer. So perhaps you could talk me through where you see you're going from here, beyond the next phase and the horizontal drilling that you mentioned.
Well, with that, we've stated publicly that we expect to get about 150 barrels of oil per day initial production per 1,000 foot of lateral. So, if we got 3,000 foot lateral, that'd be 450. If we got a 5,000 foot lateral, that'd be 750 barrels of oil per day. Those are commercial rates. And that just opens up so much more, as Bob alluded. We've extended the shelf margin deltaic east of the Dalton Highway. So we have a corridor, that Dalton Highway corridor, where we can place gravel in the old disturbed area when the Trans-Alaska pipeline was built, and literally develop hundreds of millions of barrels from the Dalton Highway. No one else in Alaska can do that. And then out further to the west in our huge Beta West discovery, which we we've stated is 17 billion barrels and has the potential to grow. You know, we can move from east to west with literally thousands and thousands of wells. This is potentially massive in terms of recoveries, number of wells, peak production, all of the things that will help energy independence, less dependence on regimes that can shut off oil and gas in it at any time. So, and also in the United States, where you have a very stable government.
You know, I can only tell you is that this well could be transformative for Alaska. That's a simple statement. You know, if we get this, you know, this well commercial, it's transformative for Alaska. Right at the moment, they're betting on developments that are going to come on in 2030. So this could be, you know, immediate and transformative for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all need that right now. I know it sounds like a fantastic success. Thank you so much for sharing your insights into that with us. And good luck with the next phase. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.